Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Here comes the king, here comes the big number one. Budweiser beer, the king is second to none.
Just Chris and Amy show, 104.1 FM KMOX. It is hour three. We got the Gas House Gang coming up at 12 o'clock talking sports with Bernie Miklas. But right now it's Amy Marks Kors and Chris Ranji. It is the holiday season. I'm going to go ahead and call it the Christmas season right now. I don't care what anybody says.
It's Christmas season.
Yeah, it is. And the king of beers, Anheuser-Busch, is once again doing a holiday can. It is a limited edition holiday can. And it is featuring the Clydesdales on the front of it, and we have it in-house. We have a whole case. We were going to talk to Chris Wiegert, who is a Clydesdale handler at Anheuser-Busch. Mm-hmm. I've decided we're just going to drink this case of beer instead.
So this Budweiser can is super cool. I mean,
it's
got
cool.
The Budweiser brewery in the back. It's got all the Clydesdales pulling the famous red wagon. Is that the supposed to be like the Grant's Farm barn?
Exactly.
In front of the Clydesdales is the Grant's Farm barn.
Yeah.
The red barn. Man, it's so good looking.
So we do have Chris in studio with us, who is the Clydesdale handler at AB. It's good to have you. How are you doing?
Very good. Thanks for having us.
Good to see you again. If you remember last time we spoke, it was opening day, I think 2 years ago.
Exactly.
And you brought cash by. Was
and
a Clydesdale.
It got a little uncomfortable.
It got uncomfortable because I wanted to buy cash and you said no.
And then Ronja was pretty persistent.
I wanted to buy cash with credit and you said no. First of all, how's Cash doing?
Cash is doing well. He's out there traveling right now. He's in the front of the hitch, so he's important.
He's
to
in
us.
Front of
is
it.
He really?
He's the lead horse. He's the main man to
oh,
get us where
oh,
we're going.
Oh, I knew I picked a winner.
That's so awesome. So
he's really off
so
the table now for me.
So which Clydesdale is in the kitchen right now?
We've got Hansi with us today.
Hansi's in the kitchen.
How did you fit him in this building?
That's a secret. We can't tell everybody all our business.
What is the smallest place you could bring a Clydesdale in? Is it the carriage?
Place.
Yeah. Is it the place? Is it the truck where you transport them?
They're good. They know. They feel safe in there. They're happy. So
that's pretty
as long
much
as they're
it.
Comfortable. That's what I'm looking for.
that's perfect. So what's going on with the Clydesdales at this moment? With the holiday season coming up, I imagine there's a lot of demand for them. So what happens now?
Oh, there's a lot of tradition with the holidays and the Clydesdales. You know, the imagery with them in the snow and the warm feelings we get. You know, just like this can, you know, here they are delivering the beer, bringing people together. That's what they're really about. You know, it goes back to the 1970s when you first saw them in holiday packaging. And so we're really excited to be back with this year and hope people enjoy it and get together over beer.
The Clydesdales do so many events. Obviously, we all know opening day, and they'll be at various events. But is there ever like a random private event that they were out at that was just super wacky?
you know, anywhere you'll find Budweiser's where you'll find them. So we get a lot of requests. We have three traveling teams that are on the road 300 days a year. But being in our hometown, you know, we're so unique that we get to experience them so often.
Yeah.
Like the brewery lights every year or opening day every year. There's so many traditions in this town that are really special. And we're just really glad to be part of them.
And so there are, there are traveling Clydesdales all over the country. It's not just they all leave from St. Louis, right?
Correct. We always have them at the brewery. We always have them at Grant's Farm. But we also have teams that travel all over the country to be part of their communities and their events. So it's always special to be part of it. But it's nothing like hometown.
How many homes around the country?
So our home bases are just Grant's Farm, the brewery, and then Warm Springs Ranch in Boonville, Missouri. And outside of that, anywhere we stay at facilities across the country that house us just while we're in town. So the only home bases are here in Missouri, but we do stay anywhere where the events are going on. And if you find Budweiser there, you'll probably find the Clydesdales.
Well, I mean, it's so iconic. And like you said, it's easy for us to take it for granted. I was just talking about running on Grant's Trail and seeing the Clydesdales. It's kind of like seeing the arch. It's a big deal for everyone else who doesn't live in St. Louis, but I mean, it's still fun for us, but we take it for granted. And the Clydesdales, I get so excited, but I can imagine if you're not from here, you've never seen the Budweiser Clydesdales before, it's a huge deal because obviously there's merch everywhere, but like they're like the store, like Urban Outfitters or Abercrombie or whatever, they have their, I just saw like yesterday, their holiday sweater is the Budweiser Clydesdales, like on this global brand. It's the Budweiser Clydesdale on their holiday sweater.
Oh yeah. They're just so intertwined in American culture.
Yeah.
But here in the hometown, you know, like we're just used to it. It's 90 years of history and traditions and being part of the community. So yeah, when people do see them, you forget how big they are. If you saw them on TV and they're celebrities and you feel like, oh, I get to touch one of these guys. It's just so amazing to see people's reactions and get to share that with the world. You know, I see it every day, but to share that with the world, it's next to none.
They are gigantic. And there was a question we had from a listener earlier who wanted to know how many of them are in the wild. Are they all? There are none in the wild, right?
No, this is a man-made breed. They eat 40 pounds of hay a day. They drink 30 to 50 gallons of water. So a lot of upkeep, a lot of maintenance. So they probably wouldn't make it too far in the wild. They like home base. They like the pamperedness that we give them and the quality of life and looking after them. So they stay close to home. They're not in the wild.
Oh, gosh, that's a lot of food and water.
That's a ton.
It's like a data center.
Clydesdales
are taking
a fall.
That's a water.
So again, just as we've mentioned, you've probably never been asked how big they are, how tall they are, how much they weigh.
So Budweiser Clydesdale is going to be 2,000 pounds. They're going to stand 6 feet at the shoulder. And then, you know, everybody's favorite is those four iconic white stockings. That's their yeah. signature right there.
It's amazing. So 6 feet at the shoulder. And this is why, again, we've seen Clydesdale, so I can put it in my mind. But it's like, someone said, I don't know how big I thought a moose was, but whatever you think, you're wrong. Like a moose is so
bigger
much bigger.
That.
That's kind of how the Clydesdales are. You know they're big, but you're probably picturing a horse just like slightly bigger, but these things are massive.
Oh, exactly. And then you stand next to one and they're so big, and then the whole hitch is eight of them in the wagon. It's over 60 feet long, so it's way larger in life.
How much do the personalities differ between the horses?
Oh, they all definitely have their own personalities, and they know their jobs. You know, the biggest horses go in the back, the little ones go in the front, and they fall right into those positions. You know, the lead ones are the first things you see. They're energetic, they're stomping, they really get you going, and then the back guys are pulling the wagon and steering and doing a lot of that work. So they all have their specific role, and they're all excited.
So is it like, because you know, certain dog breeds, they have a particular personality, even though it can vary a little bit. What is the personality of a Clydesdale generally?
Very laid back. They are nicknamed the gentle giants, and they live up to it to a T. Even though they're 2,000 pounds and 6 feet, they love the attention. They love getting petted. They're so laid back. They don't know their own strength, so it's really special.
So are they fairly easy to train compared to, because I know a lot of horses, they say they're hard, what they call it, breaking a horse. Like it's really, it's hard to do that with one of those, right? And they can get sort of skittish.
No, you know, we give them a good foundation. We don't send them on the road till they're five. So we want to make sure they're mature enough to go out there and like be part of opening day and be part of big celebrations and crowds and noises. So we give them that solid foundation and they just nail it.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting that you bring that up, Ronj, because they just had last weekend the Breeders' Cup, with the thoroughbreds and these like racing horses that are so skittish. And I feel like a regular person other than the trainer or the jockey could never get near these horses because they're so high strung. It is the exact opposite of a Clydesdale. They're just like the golden retrievers of horses.
Oh, they're just easy going. You know, you'll see them at the parade at brewery lights, you know, in the dark and the crowds, and they just go right through it and just own the place and know they're happy.
That is fascinating to me because you would think with all the people that are constantly around, I mean, I suppose you get used to it, but you would think that in the beginning it would be difficult to get them used to it.
It's that background before they get there. They've got that solid foundation and training, and they feed off each other, and they know that they're safe and they're in good hands. You know, we got great people that look after them and make sure that they're safe, and they just walk right through it.
Do you have any problem Clydesdales?
No. Not at Budweiser. We're good.
Not at Budweiser. Come on. Get real. Get serious.
You never know.
How much does a baby Clydesdale weigh when it's born?
They're going to be about 135 pounds when they're born. They look like they're all legs. They get up within minutes and are nursing. And we've got always have, you know, a couple staff members when they're born at night be there making sure they're healthy. And then 5 years later, here they are on the big stage.
How many per year are born?
This year we had 22.
Wow.
So it varies. Is that normal, typical?
Yeah, you know, 15 to 25 is kind of our range. So it was a good year. We're really excited about them. You can visit them at Warm Springs Ranch. This tour season's been extended through the end of the year. We had 5 foals this fall. So they're little bitty guys looking forward to meeting people.
You know, with the team of of Clydesdale that pull the Budweiser wagon, are those all males? Is it males and females? Are females smaller than male Clydesdales?
You know, it's a big job raising the next generation. It's 11 months of gestation, then the full nurses for 6 months. So, you know, there's really not a lot of time for travel for the females. So it is all males on the hitch that are traveling. And they're all gelding, so they are fixed males. And then they just have the right markings. And then away we go.
Is there a size difference? I mean, because I know like with the Kentucky Derby, a filly has won once, maybe? I mean, it's usually...
Typically, the geldings are a little taller, a little more muscular. So there is that. But it's just, you know, it's a better fit for their lifestyle.
Sure.
You mentioned the Warm Springs Ranch. That is exactly 2 hours west of here. And you can buy tickets to see the horses there, right?
Yeah, they offer a variety of tours. You can ride on wagons. You can see the barn, see the babies. It's a really unique place, a 350-acre ranch, state-of-the-art breeding facility. It's where we do all of our training with the Clydesdales, and it's also home to 2 of our hitches. So depending on the time of year, you might get to see one of those while you're out there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So Ron is watching on YouTube and he has a question. He said he's seen the horses, the Clydesdale, grazing shoulder to shoulder in the fields at Grant's Farm. Why don't they spread out? Get some more room.
Oh, there's, it's not like there's enough.
They're cold.
Yeah, they're herd animals. They stick together. You know, that's just instinct to them. That's what makes them happy. So we give them the space. If they want to use it, that's up to them. But hey, as long as they're happy, I'm happy.
So if you want the Clydesdales to be at an event, what's the process of making that happen? Is it? I would imagine it's very, very exclusive and very difficult to do.
We work with all the Budweiser wholesalers across the country. So when there's events coming up, the wholesaler will contact us and we'll put together a plan because, you know, bringing them just for one day is really a challenge. So we come to town for an entire week when we do travel And so the wholesaler plans that out. They're part of that community. They know the market there. So they plan our events. We show up, we do it, and then off to the next one.
So yes or no, can I buy one?
Unfortunately, it's still a no.
Still a no. Okay.
Would you have to buy Budweiser or like Anheuser-Busch? InBev, you'd have to buy all of it, probably.
You know, representing this company for the last 90 years is big shoes to fill. I don't know what it would take.
You're going to have to get a raise.
Let's do something about that policy.
Yeah.
Policies are made to be changed and amended.
Meant to be broken.
Well, not broken. I don't want anybody to commit a crime.
Policies meant to be ignored.
You change the policy.
So is there anything, any Clydesdale fun facts that people might not, like, you know how you don't know what you don't know? What would we not even know to ask about Clydesdales?
That is a very good question.
Oh, we finally stumped the
question. Yeah. What if it's stuff like that's locked down? And
she wants to know how much they poo. That's what she really wants to know.
That's a full-time job. No.
Is there a Clydesdale pooper scooper officially?
You know, you have to. We come into town. They represent the quality of the company. We don't want to leave any messes. So we clean everything up just like if we found it. And, you know, we're just glad to be part of the events.
Is that a job you delegate or you do it yourself?
Everyone does everything.
Does that. Okay. Because I'm just making sure you're not hiring one person who's the pooper scooper.
We're a team.
I don't want to be rude, but do you ever worry about that on opening day, like on the field?
It happens. And we fix that too. And it's all good.
The players,
as long as we don't touch the grass, we're good.
Oh, because they're on the dirt. Yeah, so that's easier.
They're too heavy for the grass. The grounds crew would probably be mad.
The grounds crew is, yeah. So, no, we got good horses know what they're doing, good drivers know what they're doing, good people around
so
us.
So impressive.
It's always exciting.
So is he still out in the kitchen?
He's ready.
All right.
You going to bring him in here?
Not today.
Okay, not today. Chris, it's
they don't
want
to be around electronics.
Well, they don't care about electronics. If they can handle thousands of people, they can handle the electronics in here. Chris Wiegert is a Clydesdale handler at Anheuser-Busch. It's good to talk to you again. Tell Cash I said hello.
Will do.
I hope he remembers me.
Mm-hmm. He does. They have good memories.
That's good. And thank you for showing us the beer can. Budweiser has a new commemorative beer can for 2025 for the holiday season. It's got the Clydesdales on it. You can see the Budweiser building in the background. You can see the stable at Grant's Farm. It's really cool. Very, very cool. Mm-hmm. So thanks for bringing this in to us.
Thanks for having us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.